WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment, Wrestle Talk Radio.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Dream, we definitely invite you all to show.
With your host, Tim Stein.
He's a sweet old man.
Heartbreak Mike.
This guy's a serious asshole.
The Omega.
He's a cyborg, you idiot.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
He recorded every word you said.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
I don't have time for this bullshit.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
I'm Austin Aries, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you.
WTR Sunday Night.
Thank you for your cooperation. Good night.
The King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world. You can beat the war. You can talk the guy go banging on his door.
And welcome everyone to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. WrestleMania's almost here. We've only got one more show before we get to talk about the biggest show in wrestling of the year. And we're probably just going to waste a bunch of time like we always do. But want to take the music down.
Is it too loud for you?
Yes.
It's too loud for everybody, damn it.
It was only at like 3%.
Turn it down.
I did. You're not supposed to talk. Quiet.
All right, we got a show to do. Let's get on with this. I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, Heartbreak Mike is a little bit detained right now.
He's tardy. He's tardy.
Teacher doesn't like that. So we're going to wait up for him a little bit, but for now, it is me and the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, you know, I don't think you guys should call him a retard. That's politically incorrect.
What?
You said he was a tard.
No. Tardy.
Oh, that just sounds just as bad.
Look, these are the words they use, okay?
All right. I didn't make it up. I didn't invent that. Apparently Chris Jericho invented everything else, though.
He hasn't invented anything in a while, though.
He invented Canada.
Supposedly.
Ask CM Punk and then look on Wikipedia.
He gave us the list.
I'm pretty sure lists existed before him.
No, they didn't.
How bad is it that the list of Jericho is more over than Roman Reigns?
Are you kidding? His list from WCW is more over than Roman Reigns.
Blank! Is more over than Roman Reigns. Fill in the blank.
No, literally, vacant is more over as a performer.
Yeah, hasn't vacant won more titles?
Every title.
There you go.
Just about, including the women's belts.
Both. So, yeah. By the way, the RoboCop intro is probably one of your more fitting intros you created.
How do you figure that?
Because all the clips sort of work correctly.
Yes.
Because I'm a sweet old man. Mike's a bit of an asshole. Omega is kind of like a cyborg, and you record everything we say.
Kind of works, don't it?
It kind of works.
I just have a deep admiration of cyborgs, really.
Yeah, but I'm not sweet.
Okay, fair point.
There you go. I was going to say I challenge anybody to dispute that.
I know. You're bitter. I know this.
He's on the internet, so he's always going to be bitter.
Yeah. Oh, you know, if you don't like it, go on the internet and complain.
What's there for?
I'm not taking a shot at anybody, but that could be misconstrued.
Just open up a Twitter. It's there all the time.
I'm just saying. I mean, like, of course, you can't tell if you're blocked.
So we're here to talk WrestleMania and Hall of Fame.
I can't believe that you didn't even touch that one. That was just too wide open for you. What? Just say yes, it was, because we know it was.
I have to talk to you later. Anyway.
Oh, we're in trouble.
No, you're in trouble. Anyway.
What else is new? Oh, I know what's new. The WWE Hall of Fame class of 2017.
There's one big shock in this whole list.
And the one big shock is...
Jim Cornette inducting the Rock and Roll Express.
The hell is Jim Cornette doing returning to WWE?
God. And what are they thinking giving him a live mic?
That's danger.
That's worth $9.99 right there.
I can't see them having any way of controlling Jimmy here. Because, you know, if they say, you got to be careful not to, and they'll say, yeah, sure, okay, And then the more restrictions they put on him, the more he's going to break.
The one thing about Cornette, when it comes down to it, he will always do what's right by whoever he works for. He will get the job done. He's not going to make it about himself, we don't think, because he's there to honor the Rock and Roll Express. That being said, the idea that it could happen is the most intriguing part of the show.
That'll be worth tuning into just to see what goes down.
Pretty much, yeah, that's sort of the drawing card for this one. There are a few others, but the one that, when it came out, it's like, Jim Cornette is back with WWE for this Hall of Fame. I hope it's not a one-time, even though it probably is, because you would want to have him, say, involved in some WWE Network projects.
You would trust him that much? You would trust him that much?
With enough dollars? It's not live stuff. It's the pre-taped stuff they do for all the specials and stuff, and stuff like that. All the history shows they do. You would want his input, wouldn't you?
Well, okay, fair point.
It's like, maybe this mends sort of a bridge, or starts a bridge, or whatever, and just sort of, you know, opens that door for them.
I don't know what you're talking about, because WWE never mends bridges with people if money's on the table.
It's true. It's damn true.
There you go. So are we surprised by any of the people who are going to be inducting the Hall of Famers? I mean, let's run it down really quickly. Kurt Angle is getting inducted by John Cena. Aforementioned Rock and Roll Express inducted by Jimmy Cornette. I hope he brings his tennis racket, and it'd be hilarious if he had a Dilly Bar or a Buster Bar or even ice cream cone.
Uh-huh.
Just saying. Teddy Long is being inducted by the APA. DDP getting inducted by Eric Bischoff, and of course Natalya is inducting Beth Phoenix. Ravishing Rick Rude being inducted by Ricky Steamboat, and of course the Warrior Award is something we'll talk about in a bit.
So a couple weeks ago, last time we did the show, we sat here wondering who would induct Rick Rude, and then it was revealed that it was Ricky Steamboat. It's like, out of all of them, that's the most underwhelming.
Who would you have put in Ricky's place to induct Rick, who could actually stand up in front of a microphone and still talk?
The problem is, and we discussed this, everyone he worked with in that time period is no longer with us.
Yeah. I think the one name that I actually liked would have probably been better for DDP, and that was Jake Roberts.
Because if you look back in his career, it's like everyone in that time period he worked with, not with us anymore.
Nope.
Which sucks. But that's what happened, so it's like...
Bobby the Brain Heenan would have been my pick if I could have made that pick.
The reason you don't think about Bobby is because of his health.
Yeah.
It's like when we were doing it, that name never crossed my mind because you don't hear much about Bobby Heenan. Like, you see these once-off pictures of him at some convention, but you don't... He's not in the front of your head brain. It's like, you don't think of him often. And that sucks.
And the unfortunate thing is, because of the health problems he's had, it's very difficult for him to speak now, let alone at length.
Which is why I pretty much said what I said before I even dropped that. But to me, if Bobby was capable of doing so, to me, that would have been a logical pick.
It would have been a very logical pick.
Yeah, but he falls into the subcategory of all these people who are no longer with us. So
I'm intrigued by Eric Bischoff inducting DDP because we all thought it would be Jake or Scott Hall.
I'm not surprised by Eric Bischoff getting the nod.
No, I'm not surprised. I'm more intrigued. I'm kind of curious to see what kind of speech he delivers.
Yeah,
because they go way back. Weren't they neighbors? Oh, yeah. Weren't they neighbors at some point?
Something like that.
I think that was a story back in WCW. They were neighbors.
Well, in general, it works because it's someone who knew DDP's career, you know, when he was still manager, play-by-play, all the way to the point where he's a wrestler and then a world champion.
Mm-hmm. He could tell the full DDP story.
We know he goes back with, you know, Scott and, with Jake. And we know from just cleaning those two up how close the three are, but, you know, there's only so much of the career they know from the time they spent together. Eddie? Or, God, I'm so out of it today. I'm gonna apologize in advance because it's probably not the first time I'm gonna lose my mind. Eric was there for the early stuff. He was there for the biggest stuff. So yeah, that actually it's not a name that crossed my mind, but it makes total sense.
And he wasn't there during the period where he became a stalker. So that's good. He won't mention it. So that's very fitting.
I'm not sure Angle inducted by Cena. I'm not sure how much there is to that.
Well, you know, you stop and you think about it. Angle was Cena's first call-up main opponent. And Angle who put Cena over.
But that's notoriety for Cena, not Angle. Like, that's an important moment in Cena's history, not quite Angle's.
Yeah, but they did go on to have a pretty good feud, and it's kind of like, payback, sort of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You did this for my career, and then I'm in the stratosphere. The least I can do is say, hey, we're putting you in a hall.
And it was also the face of WWE welcoming Kurt Angle back to the company. That's what that symbolizes.
Despite AJ Styles' claims.
And I just think Edge would have had funnier stories.
Yeah, but the problem is, the stories Edge has probably wouldn't be airable.
Network exclusive.
After dark. Network exclusive. I could just imagine some of
them. The same warning they had up for Camp WWE.
Yeah. Were parents really up in arms over that? Oh my god.
Oh.
Great marketing tool then. Okay. Now, are we going to turn this into a drinking game, Omega, for absolutely everybody when the APA induct Teddy Long? Get an idea of where I'm going with this?
It depends on the type.
Uh-huh.
Tell me where you're going with this.
All right. Damn!
No.
No?
We might get one.
Okay.
But they're not going to resort to schlocky stuff like that for a Hall of Fame induction.
Well, I don't know. It's JBL and Ron Simmons. They get schlocky when they get together.
Yeah, but Ron Simmons will actually have to speak at length and not just boil himself down to a single word.
Okay.
And it's not like he's going to say that word over and over and over again. Because the whole point of the word is he only says it once.
So the demometer, you're saying the over-under is one.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to drink every time the word tag team is mentioned,
then you'll be drunk.
You will kill your liver.
Tag team match, player, holla. Yeah. Then you'll be drunk.
There you go. Okay. So my over-under will be at 2.5.
For what, dams?
Yeah.
Blood alcohol level?
No, that's the 2.5 as far as blood alcohol level goes will be a holla holla play a tag team.
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
That's what you're thinking. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, Natalya inducting Beth Phoenix. Highly understandable. These two are really, really, really good friends.
Yeah, they're very good friends, and it makes sense. The other rumor name was Kelly Kelly, so this is a better choice.
Way better choice than Kelly Kelly. Yeah, way better choice than Kelly Kelly.
So, yeah, she'll give a good speech.
So, yeah. Expect it to sound very Canadian.
Eh?
No.
Not with a lot of A's, just the Canadian accent.
Will she mention that she was in the Heart Dungeon?
I'm going to say it'll come up.
Because that's every time Natty talks.
Because it's a member of the Heart family. What do you think?
Every time Natty talks, she has to mention that at least once.
You know, she publishes a weekly column in the newspaper now.
The first two columns, she mentioned that she worked in was part of the Heart Dungeon and was trained, and it's everything Natty's ever said. Yeah, I know. I've read it.
Yep.
It's Natty. You just accept it at this point. And she'll also plug her cat's Instagram.
Probably.
Because that's her thing. Anyway, the speech itself will be good.
Does Adam Copeland get mentioned?
By Beth? Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's almost a given. So, I would think that's almost a given.
I mean, they have a child together.
Yeah. And, of course, is this the second annual Warrior Award that they're going to be giving away?
I think it's third.
Third.
It's the third one.
We went to Connor. Then they went to Joan London.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Joan. And now it's going to a young guy named Eric LeGrand. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure a lot of people don't really know who this guy is.
He was a former college football player who got injured on the field. and
paralyzed.
He's been paralyzed, and he's turned his life into a, becoming a motivational speaker. And
yep,
they're honoring him for that, which is it's a good choice. It's, it works. It ties in with their affiliation with ESPN and gets that story out there. And yeah, it works.
Yep. Yeah. So I guess it's consensus that the one speech we're all looking forward to is Jimmy Cornette's.
Jim Cornette's, and then the second would be Kurt Angle's.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No. Eric Bischoff.
Well, that's your opinion. I'm looking forward to hearing what Kurt has to say. Or how he skates around a certain three-letter promotion. That's all.
Yeah. Why are you picking on Ring of Honor?
You mean WWE's Ring of Honor?
Yeah, there you go. The WWE Ring of Honor. What is going on with that anyway?
A lot of the speculation is they're trying to buy the company, but then there's all the talk of it's just for video library projects.
Uh-huh.
So who knows?
Just wondering what the progress on that was.
No one knows right now.
Because it hasn't been talked about other than the fact that it got leaked last week.
Now websites are saying, well, this person got it because they talked to Impact, and the person who got the story says, no, I didn't talk to Impact. It's like, oh, God. Some people just, you know, they have to discredit something some way, somehow, even though there's probably smoke to that fire where it's all concerned.
Possibly. Yeah.
But it all goes back to WWE's trying to buy Impact last year, and they didn't. So...
No. That was right around the same time they're having the breakdown with Billy Corgan.
Exactly, so...
Well, at the time, it looked like it was going to go for dirt cheap, and there were other people courting them at the time, which is why it didn't happen. You know, like, apparently, like, Dave Meltzer swears on his life that this is actually happening this time.
Yeah, his trustworthiness used to be at an all-time high of 5 out of 10, and nowadays I'd put it around 2.5. You know, I'm being generous.
It depends on if he's actually reporting a story or if people are actually or just crediting him for reporting a story he didn't report.
Well, you know, shit that you hear is credited to Meltzer. I look at like a broken clock. I mean, broken clocks are right twice a day.
All right, moving on.
Anyway, yeah. SmackDown Live has been missing its voice the last couple of weeks.
I know that one week David Otunga was on the show. I was saddened.
I'm not talking David Otunga.
Oh.
Keep him off TV, please! There's a petition out there.
Someone here created it.
Yeah. Yep. Not exactly a serious petition, but, you know, sign it anyway if you find it.
It's out there.
There you go.
Yeah, because online petitions change everyone's minds.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Never fail.
It worked with IMDb. They brought the discussion boards back. Oh, wait a minute. Never mind. Anyway, yeah, Mauro Ranallo, a couple of weeks ago missed SmackDown Live. It was blamed on him being stuck in that blizzard on the East Coast. But he missed the following week as well. This time, no reason given or anything like that. And the weird thing is Mauro Ranallo has been notorious for tweeting like crazy on Twitter. His Twitter was absolutely silent until, what was that, Friday. And the only thing he tweeted out... And I'll just read it directly. I'm deeply touched by your tweets of support. My doctor wants me to stay off social media for now, but I wanted to thank you. And, of course, Mauro Ranallo suffers from depression and bipolar disorder. No laughing matter, and I'm not going to make a joke about it.
We'll make a joke about how bad social media is when a doctor is telling someone to stay off of it.
That does say something about social media.
You can make that joke, yeah. Of course, I know Mauro Ranallo, and... He's a pretty tough customer as far as dealing with this goes. So if he winds up basically going dark for almost 2 weeks, then you know that he's really in a fight. And in all sincerity, I hope that he's able to get a lid on things really, really quickly. He's a great guy, and if you guys were to meet him, you'd really enjoy spending time. Just conversing with him.
If I were him, I would take this next week off, maybe do WrestleMania, but I would stay away as long as possible just to make sure everything's good.
Yeah, you don't want to come back from something like this early. You have to be in a good place before you even risk it.
This is the truth. Yep. And so from all of us to you, Mauro Ranallo, not like you're listening or anything like that, but if you were, we hope that you return to your equilibrium as quickly as possible and things are smooth sailing for you as early as they can be.
So to bring it back to lightheartedness. So this would mean you are good friends with David Otunga then?
I don't know David Otunga. I've never met him. Don't want to.
But you know Mauro, and so we just connect the dots and it goes to David Otunga.
Yeah, okay, so you're pulling off this thing here where I'm connected to David Otunga because I know Mauro Ranallo.
Yes.
Well, by that logic, I know Beth Phoenix because I know Natalya.
Does this mean I know Bret Hart?
Yes.
No, it means that you're connected to Bret Hart because you know me. Oh, my God.
We're playing 6 degrees of Tim Stein.
Shit. You know, we could probably do an hour-long segment on 6 degrees of Tim Stein.
Probably could.
Maybe we should. Just for shits and giggles.
Anyway.
You know what? 2 weeks from now, 2 weeks from now. Sorry, I was just reading a text. 2 weeks from now.
Don't commit us to something, please.
We'll potentially, possibly just dive into how connected am I to the WWE?
He's the mole.
I'm not the mole, damn it. I'm not the mole. Son of a bitch.
We'll do that maybe in 2 weeks.
Possibly, yeah. So, hey, I heard a rumor that Mick Foley got fired as the Raw General Manager last Monday.
A rumor? Or did you actually see it?
Okay, I
just read the freaking results.
I actually saw it. I was watching Raw.
Like you should be. Yes, Mick Foley is no longer the general manager of Raw. We all saw this was coming because he needed tip surgery. I liked how they did it.
Storyline-y.
He needed to get off the show. Question now remains, who replaces him?
I don't know. I just like two weeks ago when he tried to fire Stephanie.
That was good,
that
too.
That was awesome.
That was good, too.
You can't fire me. Wait till my ass one gets here and beats you up. Okay, I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what she said to him.
Don't do that voice ever again.
What voice are you talking about?
Oh, God.
Just got worse. Anyway.
It's slowly turning into Gilbert Gottfried.
Not going to make a joke. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, shut up.
So, who should replace him?
Who should replace him? Some people are going to say Shawn Michaels, but you know Shawn's not going to do it. He's too busy doing his own thing on his ranch and stuff like that.
No, because Shawn's too busy going to train the future down on NXT at the Performance Center because that's his new job.
Yeah, that too.
Cause he moved to Orlando.
Just for the hell of it. Bring in Kurt Angle.
That is the popular choice right now.
Yep.
That would get him back on television.
Why not? Right? I mean, he's being inducted. They're bringing him back. You know, he's going to be doing stuff with WWE post-induction. Why not get him started doing shit pre-induction? And this way, you could actually lead up to one more match at WrestleMania.
You don't do it for the same reason we've been saying for the last month. You don't uncork Kurt Angle until the Hall of Fame.
No, he's talking about after. Not, you don't do it this Monday. You do it the Monday after.
No. You don't do it. You don't do it tomorrow. Okay. You do it. Yeah, you do it. You do it next Monday.
The Raw after WrestleMania, the big surprise. Kurt Angle's on Raw.
Absolutely.
And maybe the Hardys are there. Maybe.
Well, you know, the thing as far as that goes, apparently, according to some websites, WWE actually leaked out that we can expect the Hardys' appearance next Sunday.
I just I don't believe that. But anyway.
All I know is that the network is now posting video tweets of the Hardys, and they are in all caps pointing out the words broken every chance they get.
Yep, spoiler for Tweet of the Week on Thursday. You better believe tables were broken in the battle between the Hardy Boys at the 25th anniversary of WrestleMania.
Don't troll me, you assholes. Don't you dare.
The ultimate trolling. Even better than Jericho.
Maybe Jericho's the one tweeting it.
I wouldn't put it past him. Jericho actually has got this trolling of the fans down cold. I mean, you remember he took his break from WWE way back in, what, 2006? The next day on Jericho's website, you had a picture of him doing the stage pose and the letters TNA right above him.
Mm-hmm.
Troll.
Which then led to what, them using a father song or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So, but that really lit an internet fire. And then, holy cow, the reaction that he got when he came back and didn't talk on the mic for a month. I can't believe how many people got pissed off by that. That was absolute gold.
He's the ultimate troll.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, anyway, yeah. I'm saying it'd be awesome to have Kurt Angle as interim GM. Who do you think?
Not interim, general manager. No.
Well, start off by naming him interim general manager. And then you drop the interim. It's done in hockey all the time.
But this isn't hockey.
I don't care. Take a lesson.
The chemistry between Kurt and Stephanie is, you know, great in general, so I wouldn't
mind. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
I wouldn't mind seeing it on my television.
Oh, no, no. We can go back to true.
Yeah.
We can go back to true. We have the copyright again.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Say it. You can say it. All right. Then we'll say it.
He can also bring back his three eyes.
Intelligence, integrity, intellect, isn't it? Or intelligence.
Just say integrity. No, not intellect and intelligence.
Integrity. I forget what the three R's are, but I found
intelligence.
I did find out that there was an I in team. I'll explain that to you on the other side of the break.
Intellect, intelligence, I know stuff. Three I's.
Hey, well, hey, it works. That did work, so I'll think about giving you credit.
Go to break, Tim.
Yeah, everybody listen to WTR. Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here, Wild Talk Radio Network. WrestleMania coming up next week. Guess what we're doing tonight, kids? Right after the break, we're going to preview and predict all the matches listed to date. Don't go anywhere. Get ready to play Pick'em. We've got something to tell you as far as Pick'em goes. What is it? Find out right after this.
What is the greatest N64 video game of all time? CB Radio has decided. It's the Greater Than Great Debate, heard every Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list. Write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air, don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for?
download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now, when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
This Tuesday, you will witness history as one man attempts to successfully retain two championships in one night. Tim Steiner defends the CB Radio Championship against the godfather of extreme, Rob Parks. Then will have to defend the WTR Championship against number one contender, Sorokin. Can Tim Steiner retain both championships, or will he leave with none at all? Plus, TJ Omega, Lone Jobber and Big Daddy Ace battle to determine who is the first ever WrestleTalk Radio champion in a ladder match. Along with so much more. WTR Sims presents WTR Mania this Tuesday night at a special start time of 11 p.m. Eastern, only at twitch.tv/rackradioshow.
Hi, this is Pete Gass of the Mean Street Posse and author of my new book, Looking at the Lights, comes out March 21st, and you're listening to the Wild Talk Radio.
Give me the green light, cause I'm ready to go. Let's have a good time.
Let's go.
What you waiting for? You only got one life.
One life.
And we gon' live it up. So give me the green light.
And welcome back to Russell Talk Radio Live Radio and Wild Talk Radio Network,
because
someone never went and said, hey, oh, we're back.
Is it a muted microphone, or is it he's still not back?
He might not be back yet. Or maybe.
I just wanted to see how you guys would handle it.
No, yeah, sure you did.
It's called, you just rushed back, you went, hey, they're talking about me now.
Oh, no, not at all. Anyway, yeah, so this segment we're going to be giving our predictions for WrestleMania matches, anyway, and doing pick 'em at the same time. We want you to play along. If you're in the chat room, you can post your picks in the chat, but you want to make sure you post them on our Facebook pages.
Yeah,
right, rock and roll.
That's the best way to do it, because we're missing an intern at the moment. So,
dude,
I don't know where he is. He's disappeared.
Dude, do you think maybe he's working?
There's working, and then there's working.
And then there's...
Yeah, working is different than vanishing, Tim.
Oh, yeah. The intern's just pissed off because he can't beat me on WTR Sims every Tuesday night at 11:30 Eastern.
Exactly, but no, he's... Yeah, anyway. If you've seen the intern, let us know. Is he still alive?
He's been silent for the last couple of days. Do you think that maybe he's undergoing some kind of a problem?
Couple days? It's been like almost 2 weeks.
I'm just saying.
Maybe he's gone through some sort of change. Who knows?
So we're going to have to start calling him Caitlin?
You said it. I didn't. Anyway.
Well, testing 1, 2. Is this thing on? Rough room. Tough crowd.
Anyway, go to facebook.com/group/wildtalkradio network. And when the full card is listed, make your predictions there. It should be up by Tuesday night.
Yeah. We kind of sort of said that there was going to be some kind of something to do with Pick'em for WrestleMania, Rock.
So as you heard on the rejoin, maybe Tim didn't hear, because, you know, he's running back. We peeled the bumper from Pete Gass.
I got news for you. I walked.
Anyway, you heard the bumper from Pete Gass, who talked about his brand new book, Looking Up the Lights. Well, the winner of WTR WrestleMania Pick'em will receive a copy, the PDF copy of his book.
Oh, I can't wait to win.
Tim, that's not how it works.
What? I can't win?
No, you can't win.
Well, that sucks.
But everyone else can.
What, you can win?
Anyone who's not on this show can win.
Thank you for clarifying. Contest open to listeners exclusively.
I've already read the book, so it's a really good book. So if you don't win, go out and buy it. Just saying.
Who the hell is Team Chat?
You don't know who Team Chat is by now?
The only one I can think of is Matt.
Yeah, it's Matt.
Matt, you're eligible to win, you dumbass.
This is how we treat the listeners here on WTR Sunday night.
Well, no, it's just Matt. Why does he think
the listeners
win?
Yes, we're giving away a prize. Yes, you too, dumbass.
And for those of you who texted me saying, I missed it, what are we going to win? You're going to win something, okay? It's a PDF version of a book by Pete Gass, member of the Mean Street Posse. Pay attention.
Let's get into the show now, Tim.
I think we should. Why don't we take a look at what you wrote down from top to bottom, shall we?
All right, what's up first?
The Intercontinental Championship match, Dean Ambrose versus Baron Corbin. Who's the champion?
The one whose hairline recedes the least during this match.
Okay, that is a trick statement, because I think they're tied in that, aren't they?
Yeah, both their hairlines are escaping faster than the French army.
Will somebody please tell the French to quit surrendering?
This is weird. There's part of me that doesn't think Corbin's quite... There's something off about Corbin still. Like, you'd think a year of being the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal winner would actually lead to something, and I'm not sure if I'm sold with him as the Intercontinental Champion yet.
You know, if you ask me, I would say that Baron Corbin is the dude version of, shit, I can't even think of her name.
Okay.
Rock, you know who I'm thinking of, and I'm suffering one of my rare blocks.
No, I don't know who you're thinking of, so...
Yeah.
Usually have a good read, but it's like, who? Female Corbin, who?
Women's division on Raw.
Nia Jax?
Thank you! I don't know, my brain got stuck on the name Layla for some reason, and no, that's not right. Yeah. Baron Corbin is the male version of Nia Jax. Not ready, shouldn't be on the main roster just yet.
I think he's improved, certainly. It helps that he has more opponents to learn from than Nia Jax does.
Well, you know, there is that.
The problem with Nia is she's not, there's no one on the roster as big as her. So with Corbin, there's a lot of people his size he can learn from.
I mean, like, the problem is that the division is thin. She really only has three people she's ever wrestled on that show, whereas Corbin's got an entire division to go through.
So
he has opportunities to play his matches differently. Nia doesn't really have that option. I mean, it would help if there was someone as big as her, or at least, you know, bigger than, like, Bayley and Charlotte, but we don't really have a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
No,
so,
go ahead.
I mean, you can make the same argument for the Big Show, but the Big Show does have enough opponents to where he actually has, you know, he actually could develop his style and become better in the ring. You
sure.
Know, whereas, yeah, you just don't have that option with Nia. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I want to say Ambrose retains.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's wishful thinking or if I'm actually picking seriously, but.
Well, you know, the question winds up, are they going to try to forcibly push Baron Corbin?
Isn't that what they do?
And it's a case of trying to make him better through overexposure.
I think they're going to push Corbin in this direction. I mean, what does Dean Ambrose do with the Intercontinental title? Does he really gain anything holding that belt?
What does he do without it, though?
The same thing he's doing with it, and really nothing.
You could say the same for Corbin. He's doing nothing.
Yeah, I just get the feeling nowadays that the world title, the universal title, are just stepping stones to the Intercontinental title and the U.S. Championship.
I wouldn't go that far. But
it just seems like that.
I don't know. I think Corbin is on the rise, and we always talk about, you know, them cutting off momentum. It's like losing at WrestleMania against Dean Ambrose in his first title opportunity. It's like, maybe you have to give the belt to Corbin. I don't know.
I don't know. Mike, have you got a take on what we've been talking about so far? You've heard enough of it.
Has Baron Corbin? No, his first WrestleMania was last year, if I'm not mistaken. No, the year before last, right?
It was last year.
It's last year.
And that Memorial was his Battle first, Royal. And his first victory was the Memorial Battle Royal at WrestleMania. Honestly, they've done something with this feud, but they haven't done much with it. And just like everyone says, what's it like with Dean Ambrose without the title? But then what's it with him? What's it going to be like with him? You know, it's, and they are turning it into like, I hate to say it, but Daniel Bryan's United States title run. And then when Dean Ambrose had the United States title, what did he do with it?
Daniel Bryan's U.S. title run? What?
Daniel Bryan was United States. Yeah, when Daniel Bryan was United States champion, they did nothing with him.
That's not true. He had great matches when he first came in as a U.S. champion.
When he first came in. This isn't Dean's first rodeo as Intercontinental Champion.
But I'm trying to do the comparison. I don't get the comparison between the title runs.
Basically, went with those two. It's like, yeah, they did. It was amazing the first run, first feuds. But then once he got the second title run, it's like, oh, well, what are you gonna do about it? What are you gonna do? This is actually probably one of the most interesting feuds for right now with the Intercontinental Championship. I mean, unless you want to count Miz and Ziggler like number 48. I really think Baron Corbin, I really think this is Baron Corbin's time. He's been setting up. This is his time. And if he wins at WrestleMania, I will be happy.
Again. So, so I was just going to say, so for Pick'em, you would be picking Baron Corbin.
I would be picking Baron Corbin, yes.
Okay, fair enough. Your arguments all have merit. Mm-hmm. I think we all have meritorious arguments as far as this is concerned. But, Omega, what's your pick 'em, pick 'em, pick?
I will go against my heart and say Corbin.
Okay. I'm going to make it unanimous. I just get that feeling that they're going to force push him and try to make, you know, throw him into the fire. You know what I mean? As it were.
But here's the question though. Is it really force feeding him, or have they really been preparing him from NXT to the main roster to now?
Well, my argument is I just don't feel like he's ready for the main roster. He's SmackDown's version of Nia Jax.
Oh, shit.
Called up before he should have been called up, and yeah, Mike.
Well, I mean...
I think you missed that part. I don't know.
I mean, you know what? And to be honest, I probably will agree with you. But then again, there's a lot of guys that were called up too early.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can't just say Baron and Nia.
No, you have to put Apollo in there.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Like, Apollo, I think, is the definitive, because he was barely in NXT by the time he came to the main roster.
Apollo is, what's that? He's player one in the SmackDown versus Raw games. He's that generic wrestler created character.
He went to create a wrestler and just picked the first option it gave
him. The random, he's first
every option.
For the player who doesn't have any patience in creating his wrestler properly.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. I love the Yuha Nation, but it's like Apollo Crews. Oops. Nah, I'm good.
It's a thing.
He talks about in the new book, The Future is Now NXT, that same thing, where he's still trying to figure out who he is as a character. He knew who he was as Yuha Nation. He doesn't as Apollo Crews yet. It's talked about in the book.
How much is the book again?
The book, which is available on April 11th, is $27.95 US.
I probably will have to get that.
There's a book?
There's a book. NXT, The Future is Now.
Uh-huh. I was being facetious.
The book, he managed to get his copy.
The book review is coming this week to WildTalkRadio.com.
Really? Who's reviewing the book?
Me.
Don't bother answering that. I mean, geez.
I'm holding the book in my hand at the moment.
Absolutely.
So anyway.
That's it. So, okay, we're all unanimous on that one.
How about the random thing picker now?
Shit, thanks for reminding me ahead of time.
You're welcome. So as you bring up the random thing picker, I'll move the guys on to the next match. It's the Cruiserweight Championship. It's Neville. It's Austin Aries. This is Austin Aries' first time on the big stage, guys.
So we're trying to pick a winner?
No.
The crowd wins.
Why does the crowd win?
Austin fucking Aries and Neville.
Yeah, bitch.
Everyone wins.
All right, Random Thing Picker's ready for the last match.
Okay.
Random Thing Picker picks Dean Ambrose.
Fucking machine. But, come on. Like,
the machine is going against the system. What the fuck?
Oh, God. No, and I know, I'm not gonna lie, I know Tim was happy when Austin Aries was finally back to competition.
Hell yeah, bitch, I was getting points!
And Austin Aries, oh my gosh, and we were all talking about it. Put that motherfucker in 205 Live. And this nigga is in 205 Live. I was not expecting him. Well, you know what? No. I'm not gonna fucking lie. I expected this nigga to be on the title picture. And
I'm glad that Mike's here.
Yes, yes, yes.
So let me ask you this question. Was the best thing that the hell's going on now? Anyway. The best thing, I hear some feedback coming in from someone, and anyway. The best thing that could have happened to Austin Aries, I guess at this point, is getting injured? Cause it got him out of NXT. Cause I don't know if he didn't get injured, he may still be down there teaming with Roderick Strong.
Well, we've known traditionally in the past, an injury and getting time away from what you were stuck doing can sometimes lead to far better things. You know, a lot of times you see guys coming back from injury getting monster pushes because the crowd genuinely missed seeing them perform. Now, you know, it gets everyone hot to see them again, so hey, they get to go all the way to the title right away. We've seen that a lot.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Either or, if he's teaming with Roderick Strong or if he's facing Neville, the crowd wins. I don't give a fuck how you put it. The crowd wins. And with this Cruiserweight Championship, I really do believe that you're not going to see Neville. You're going to see Pac. And you're going to see Austin fucking Aries old school. So I would have to say Austin fucking Aries.
Now, the question I have for you guys is, where does this get put on the show?
This is and I hate to say it, it's probably going to be first.
That may not be the worst spot, seeing as they could change the ropes if they're going to change the ropes.
Right.
Putting them out first.
But also,
it's going to be after Undertaker's match to give him plenty of time.
Stop.
Plenty of time to change ropes.
But I really think that... I really think that it's going to be first, and like you said, it may not be a bad thing, because also they could really start putting the bar high. You know, Austin Aries, Neville, hey, that's you, bitch. Guess what? You guys got to raise the bar. Yeah, fuck you, niggas.
Would you be mad if it was on the 2-hour pre-show?
Fuck yeah.
Even if I said it was on the USA Network part of it?
Oh, God.
Stop. Please, for the love of God, stop.
No, think about it. If you're on the USA Network part of the pre-show, you're going to be seen by probably more people than they're actually watching WrestleMania.
That's true. You know what? All right. That's true. So, I mean, still, the crowd wins. That's you, bitch. We got the bar. We're raising it. Fuck you, Austin Aries.
Oh, my God. Your thoughts? Can you top that?
I don't know if I can drop enough N-bombs to top that.
I'm sorry.
Get permission first.
No,
you could say Namekian.
Namekian. Green skin and dickless. All right. God, I hope this match gets what it deserves, because these two could put on a match of the night even at Mania. I fear it won't be the case, but God, I hope it would be. I really want to see Aries win this. It's such a good comeback story. It establishes him so well after coming back from the injury, and Austin freaking Aries, he comes with so much hype that you would expect him to be able to capture a title any given night, especially at Mania. You know, and I like, you know, here's that N-word, Neville.
I see what you did there.
I apologize.
If you have a problem with him dropping the N-word, saying Neville at TJ Omega on Twitter.
Sorry, sorry.
I can I'll just see it on
Pac from now on.
I can just see it on Twitter tomorrow as soon as you promote the podcast. Listen, tune in as Omega drops the N-word repeatedly.
And NAACP will be emailing you very shortly.
You know what? Hey, Mike, I gotta, just as an aside, you brought it up, the NAACP. I am a big time supporter of that group. Of course, NAACP is the, what is it? The National Association for Advancement of Colored People?
Yes.
That's what it stands for, right? And even that kind of sounds dated because you would think it should be National Association for the Advancement of African Americans, but then that would be nah, and that wouldn't be any good. And it would kind of bring me right around to wondering, does Neville have a chance of retaining the Cruiserweight Championship title against Austin Aries? And all I can think of is, nah, come on.
What?
Oh, God.
What is the random thing picker think? Moving
what
on from
the? Me. Wait a second, Mike, are you laughing at that?
Yeah, Mr. Fantastic couldn't stretch far enough to make that.
Yeah, but hang on, Mike, did you laugh at that?
You had to go around the world to make that
stuff. Omega, shut up! Quit answering when I'm talking to Mike. Mike, did you laugh at that?
I did, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, Omega groaned, Rock just ignored it completely. Okay.
Concerns, just talk to Flames Forums at WTR, you know.
Or whatever, something like that. Okay, Omega, go ahead. There's no you in Molson if you're referring to the beer maniac.
Can I just pick Aries and let's move the fuck on?
Yes.
He's afraid to say the N-word now.
Naturally.
Random thing picker, please.
Random thing picker picked Aries.
Anyway, Tim went Austin Aries because he wants points.
I want Austin Aries because I want points because I'm going to lose him for the Universal title.
Every other title you own.
You're going to have a bad night.
Oh, God.
Wait a second. How many titles are in my fantasy stable right now?
You have Asuka as the women's champion. You have the Universal champion.
That's gone.
You have a match coming up, the Raw Tag Team Champions.
Oh, fuck. I'm fucked. Okay, you know what? At the end of WrestleMania, you're going to see a negative 100 for my score.
Jesus. Oh, and the Battle Royale. Oh.
Dude, I'm fucked.
Battle Royale is going to be a mess. That's going to be a mess for everybody.
Yeah.
I think I've got the odds on favorite, and it's still a mess.
Here's the thing with the Battle Royale for fantasy reasons. We're going to go with Royal Rumble rules for it. So if you get eliminated in the Battle Royale, it's only 1 point.
Something again fucked.
So.
Oh, so eliminations get a point too.
Yeah.
Oh, I got Braun. I'm happy.
Now I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Showman. Yeah. Wait. We'll see.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. There you go.
Like Aladdin said in the Disney movie, I'm in trouble.
And we've been watching that train wreck come for about 6 weeks now. Anyway, SmackDown Women's title will be on the line. Alexa Bliss defends against
You're such a bitch.
Alexa Bliss defends against everyone in the universe who is eligible on the SmackDown roster, including Peggy
Which
Lynch.
Is every woman on the SmackDown roster.
Which includes...
including anyone they randomly contacted to come back for one night.
Exactly. So you got Becky Lynch, Natalya, Mickie James, Carmella, maybe Eva Marie. You may have Naomi.
Y'all niggas better stop bullshitting and y'all know it's Naomi.
Could be anyone.
They contacted Kelly.
Shut the fuck up.
They contacted Eve Torres.
Shut up.
Hey, Michelle McCool will be there.
You can go to hell.
Say that again.
You can go to hell.
I like how you say hell.
Oh, given her husband, yeah.
Yeah, well, shut up. She's the devil.
She the shit.
All right, so...
No, she is shit.
Yeah, I mean...
She just shit.
You're not enough for me, but anyway. Naomi.
Oh my god.
See, I actually agree with that. I actually do think it's, you know, pending quick recovery. That's the hard part about this is that we have no idea because she's from Orlando. Like, that was the whole point of putting the title belt on her in the first place because she could go into her hometown and as lose champion. And lose embarrassingly. I hate this match because the winner is basically going to be burying the entire roster. Like, this just, it feels like we've had all this time building up the women as a huge deal again. You know, probably the biggest they've ever been. And then we get to Mania and they're still being put in, well, just cram all the girls into one match type scenarios.
At least they're not lumberjills.
At least they're wearing actual clothing.
You hope. Yeah, I suppose that's a good thing.
To some people.
Yeah, to some people.
Some bitch!
Some just want to see titties, but...
It's puppies. There's a difference.
Puppies, right, right.
And it's nice old titties.
Right, PG-13 era.
And titties look like puppies.
Tig old bitties.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
I'm in pain, so I'm giving no fucks.
this is all good, bud.
No, like, I want to... anyway, I do want to say Naomi. It's just hard to tell because you don't know how... They were so vague. Like, even when she came out and said, I'm injured, she never even said what the injury was, just that she had an injury. You know, You have to read the dirt sheets to know, no, it's her knee. Well, and trying to figure out if that's a major one or not, that depends, because if she's there, I would say she wins. Otherwise, yeah. I would probably say Bliss is going to retain.
Either that or she's been getting some of that. Ooh! Oh, alright. I'm sorry.
So is somebody else, according to rumor.
Oh, that's the problem. Like, what the fuck? I'm sorry. Like, Naomi seems to be the logical and one that makes sense. Unless for some miraculous reason, swear to Christ, if Kelly does show up, I'm going to pop the shit out of you, Rock. Wait. Fuck, sky's the limit. You know what?
That one.
No, I just realized. No, there may be more than just Naomi.
More? Like who?
There's rumors. And I'm hoping that they don't come true. Nope, fuck it. They're working at NXT. Yeah, I'm switching. I'm still sticking with Naomi.
Twitter chimes in with Eva Marie.
Fuck that.
You go to hell.
The only way that's going to happen is if a certain miracle happens.
Yeah, that miracle being the best blowjob management ever got.
And...
What, you mean Paige is coming back?
That I would like to talk about that after WrestleMania. I would intro segment for all.
Some videos might be offline by then.
No. I y'all need to know that. Let's move on.
Now we know where the intern is. He's with
almost
Eva training.
Revealed too much there.
So let's move on.
Tim, make a pick.
Oh, shit. It's the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship, so it's doubtful that it's going to be Emma as the surprise entrance.
Stop it. Stop it.
Emma's on the Raw brand. Emelina's on SmackDown.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God. I swear to God. Stop.
You know what? I'm just, for shits and giggles, going to try to channel WWE booking. Pay attention to what I said. WWE booking and pick Mickie James as the winner.
So I was thinking you were going to say Santina.
Santina Morella.
I mean, Beth... All right, let me shut up. Beth Phoenix, it could happen.
She's going to be there.
She's a mom. Won't happen.
Mickie James is a mom.
Mickie James, you literally just picked a mom.
Yeah, I know.
Are you sure you do?
Yeah.
This could be a mom. Anyway, what?
So, yeah, I'm going to attempt to channel WWE booking and pick Mickie James on this one. That's
normally need a hammer and a quart of vodka to do that.
Yeah. Ooh.
So, Mega, you're Naomi, right?
Yeah.
How about the random thing picker?
Becky Lynch.
The Raw
damn system.
Strangely enough, random thing picker doesn't have any added input to any of these matches.
Needs to work harder.
It's just predicting the winner. It's not saying anything else. It's a ghost in the machine of very few words.
Raw tag team titles, Gallows and Anderson, Enzo and Cass, Cesaro and Sheamus. Thoughts?
This hurts my brain.
I'm very scared that WWE is going to put the belts on Enzo and Cass.
I mean, fuck, that would lose hella points.
No, don't shoot.
Where's my alcohol? Where's my alcohol? I gotta pull a tail.
I got eight bottles of moonshine sitting about 10 feet away, Mike.
Oh, don't tempt me. Listen. Shot glass.
Shotgun?
No, shot glass.
I know what you said.
Oh, content not found.
Good job. He's actually pouring something. It sounds like alcohol.
I told you.
Because Tim knows what alcohol sounds like just from the door.
Hey.
Well, I do.
I can hear the hops hitting the glass.
Mike is drinking whiskey.
Oh. Oh. All right. WWE Logic. Enzo and Cass. Oh. May God have mercy on my soul.
Are you drinking whiskey?
Yes.
I knew it. See, I told you. I can tell.
The vodka's gone because of last night. luckily I didn't take any painkillers because I'm not in that much of pain. Thank God. Fat motherfucker. Anyway.
That's not a nice thing to say about your opponent.
We will talk about that off.
Anyway, Omega, thoughts, opinions, say things.
Omega is enjoying this conversation.
Am I?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm trying to decide that.
All I know is Team Cat drinks anything available.
I could make a comment, but not going to make a comment.
Exactly.
Omega, say things.
Things.
I knew he'd do that.
Two out of three ain't bad.
I'm thinking here, because there's no... Like, Enzo and Cass holding the belts would literally be the only new thing they could do in this scenario.
And you don't want to believe it, therefore it is hurting your insides for you to even say it.
It's hard for me because they are really big on Cass right now, but they want him as a singles competitor someday, which would ruin the magic. So ruin it.
No, it wouldn't. WrestleMania heartache. Cass turns on Enzo.
And then in 6 weeks, Big Cass is never heard from again.
I think it's going to be the other way around.
Enzo Amore ain't going anywhere. Like, how you doing?
It's like Enzo was like Cass's Hulk button. You pick on the little guy and he suddenly destroys everything. Like, that's the whole...
So he's hard.
kind of, except he's not paid to power around the little guy.
Stop. I understand.
God. Simply because I think it's the only direction they could go in for these tag titles, I will say Enzo and Cass.
We are all trying not to believe it.
You're all trying not to give me the points for Enzo and Cass becoming the Raw Tag Team Champions. Tim.
Gallows and Anderson are going to retain.
the only hope you have
is Gallows and Anderson. Tim said, I want those fucking points, goddammit.
That's just a side benefit.
What about the random thing picker?
Sheamus and Cesaro. Oh boy, that thing's stupid.
Oh, and the
thing picker's gonna beat all of us.
Man, didn't it? No, yeah, it probably could, because, you know, after that whole shabacle about that ladder match, no one expected Zack Ryder to win.
No one ever expects Zack Ryder to win. You kidding me?
Except for
Zack Ryder.
Except for the random think picker.
Random think picker didn't pick Zack Ryder.
I could have sworn it did.
Not one, because we weren't doing the random think picker when that happened.
I don't know. Shut up. Leave me alone. Next thing.
You're welcome.
Man, that whiskey hit fast.
No, it didn't. I'm black and fat. It ain't going nowhere.
He's not drinking Canadian whiskey, so yeah. It's not hitting him hard.
So... there'll be a lot of large masses in the ring for the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
We can't really pick this one because they've got like four confirmed entrants already.
What they got?
That's it.
Mojo Rawley, Apollo Crews, Dolph Ziggler, and Big Show.
What a lineup!
So the Andre the Giant Fatal 4-Way.
Because Andre the Giant was known for Fatal 4-Ways.
Right.
Well, yeah, but we call them handicap matches.
Oh, fuck.
Or Knights at the Bar.
Unless they're going to bring back some, like, old school wrestlers gimmicks and stuff. Well, wait. Hey, Kane, want to come on out? You don't? Oh, you're still running in Tennessee? I just stay home.
Hey, it'd be great if Kane won the Battle Royale.
For you?
You know what, Kane? Just stay home.
Yeah, you got a campaign to focus on, man.
Yeah, Kane, we have decided to rule you as ineligible. Just to piss off Rock.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, politicians aren't allowed in the Battle Royale.
Don't tell that to,
Rhino.
Thank you. I was getting there.
Who will probably be in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. Possibly. Yeah, I can't wrestle. I got a vote on a water table, Bill.
So you're not predicting this match?
I mean,
we can't really predict when we've only got competitors because you don't know who else is going to be in there.
So stay tuned, everybody, later this week to the Facebooks. They'll give their picks.
Fuck, I'll pick Strowman now.
All right, Omega won't do the Facebook, so there you go. U.S. titles on the line, Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens.
Oh, this crowd. Fun.
The crowd wins.
Who's salivating for this match?
Half the crowd's going to be cheering, half's going to be crying.
Let's go, Owens.
Y2J.
Fight, Owens, fight. Y2J, fight. Oh, yeah, I'm, you know what? The chants themselves are going to be fun.
Oh my god.
List.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I can't actually give a good answer because regardless, we win.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter who wins the match.
We win.
Yeah. I get where you're coming from. I got your back.
But I need Chris Jericho to retain that title. Thank you.
Well, I got some bad news for you on that one.
Shut up. I know. I already know. That's why I was like, oh, fuck. Damn you, Jericho and Fozzie.
Omega.
Yeah, this is unfortunately one of those where we kind of already know. Because Jericho's got another gig. That kind of spoils the whole outcome. Which that's the only reason, like, okay, fine. If you want to follow your rock and roll dreams, that's all well and good, Chris. You know. Best of luck to you. Yeah, like one song I like, but good luck to you.
It turned into a pay-per-view theme song.
It's all part of my rock and roll fantasy.
That's not the song.
It's all part of my rock and roll dream.
You can stop now.
These are the days
Thank you for coming on.
That's exactly how the song goes.
Yeah, thank you for coming on and being a worse singer than me, Mike.
Hey, no problem.
That takes talent, bro.
Drunken karaoke night here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Shut your whore mouth.
Hey, we used to have that on Friday nights.
I can go find a clip.
Shut up. I don't think so.
No, this is Kevin Owens' match to win. Jericho going away and Kevin Owens being the colossal dick that he is. There's no real other option.
I don't know. WWE could probably throw a curveball and give it to Jericho. Owens will be like, no, this is bullshit. You won by a fluke. And then win it at the next pay-per-view. I don't know. But, you know.
I mean, Jericho did beat AJ last year.
And it's a pattern with him. He gets two WrestleMania wins. And then...
Stop throwing a wrench into everything, damn it!
I mean, I'm just saying.
Tim, what's your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, at this point in time, do I have any points on the line for this match?
No.
You would hope.
Because at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck who wins. I just shut up and start the match and give these guys 45 minutes.
There you go.
That's all I fucking want. And, you know, Mike called it, you know, the fans are going to win, and that's all there is to it. This is going to be money. And I'm salivating. I'm like, oh, shit, can we have this match first? And then, oh, can we have it third now? And then, oh, can we have it fifth? Now? Again?
Could be like that hard, could be like a balls count anywhere and be like the old hardcore matches where we just keep cutting back to the match in progress.
Oh my god, that's
nice.
So awesome.
This is the match that never ends.
And then they ended at the main event.
Sorry. Interrupting the main event. They come down the ramp beating the fuck out of each other.
Hey, Grandpa Goldberg needs a rest break.
During Goldberg's entrance. They start coming out during the pyros.
Goldberg and Lesnar stop in mid-swing or mid-spear or mid-whatever and just stare at him as they're coming down. They get into...
That's what happens. It goes the same way it always goes. He gets the spear. He starts setting for the jackhammer. Jericho and Owens roll into the ring, break it up, and just finish off their match right in the middle of everything.
Then Teddy Long comes out and makes his final
No. No. That's
overbooking now.
Winner takes all tag team match.
No, goddammit, that's a little too dusty booking.
Sorry, I thought that was hilarious with Teddy Long.
Yeah, no, play.
I'm sorry, Teddy Long has to at least do something before, you know.
He is. He's going to come out on the ramp and dance from the knees up.
Nah. That nigga got to do something. Anyway, but yeah, that Jericho.
Tim.
Yeah, Kevin, I'm picking Kevin Owens just because of everything that's going down. It's a foregone conclusion because we already know what the fuck's going on. But it's just one of those rare cases. Maybe you know who the winner's going to be, but you're not going to care. You're just going to enjoy the fight, as fake as it might be.
And the random thing picker says...
Kevin Owens.
That's the first half of our preview.
Yeah, we got another half of the preview. How many more matches? Holy shit, we got a lot of matches, because there's a lot of matches. So don't go anywhere, because we're going to continue with predictions and pick 'em. And are you going to win a book? Are you going to win a book? Are you going to win a book? We'll find out next Sunday night, as far as that goes. But we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my.
With WrestleMania fast approaching, we dive into some WrestleMania moments in video game form. Starting March the 19th at noon Eastern, check out youtube.com/rackradioshow and witness awesome WrestleMania moments. Then, every day leading up to the show of shows, check back at noon Eastern for another WrestleMania moment every single day. Subscribe today to youtube.com/rackradioshow so you can witness WrestleMania moments.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
This Tuesday, you will witness history as one man attempts to successfully retain two championships in one night. Tim Steiner defends the CB Radio Championship against the Godfather of Extreme Rob Parks, then will have to defend the WTR Championship against number one contender, Sorokin. Can Tim Steiner retain both championships, or will he leave with none at all? Plus, TJ Omega, Lone Jobber and Big Daddy Ace battle to determine who is the first ever Wrestle Talk Radio champion in a ladder match. Along with so much more. WTR Sims presents WTR Mania this Tuesday night at a special start time of 11 p.m. Eastern only at twitch.tv/rackradioshow.
Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
Welcome back, WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And one of the funniest things I've read tonight in Skype chat, I like how the computer voice sounds just like a British guy who learned English. To me, that just struck me as funny. Hey, everybody, just a reminder, don't forget you can catch us on the TuneIn app free on your mobile device. If you can't be at your computer or your tablet for any reason at all whatsoever, you can listen to us while you're on your go. Download TuneIn, absolutely 100% free. Search Wild Talk Radio Network. Hey, you can plug it into the auxiliary of your car stereo and listen to us in glorious 3D or something like that.
I like how the computer voice sounds like a British guy who just learned English.
He's kind of half quick on the trigger, isn't he?
Kind of.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks a bunch, you motherfucker. Anyway. All right, so I'm just trying to figure out where the fuck we are. Part two of the WrestleMania predict and preview for WTR Pick'em Reminder. One lucky listener is going to win a PDF version of the new book by Pete Gass. What's it called?
Looking at the Lights.
Yeah, because, you know, he was always staring on his back, staring straight up, right? 1, 2, 3. Yes. Yes.
Motherfucker. Motherfucker.
Okay, make it say the N-word now.
No.
Like, literally, say the N-word. Come on.
All right, hold on.
N-word.
You forgot the.
The N-word.
There you go.
No, the actual N-word.
Natalia?
Neville.
Thank you.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I was just waiting for a reaction from Mike. That's all. Can't push his buttons.
No.
So yeah, there you go. Here's what's really good. I don't care if you live in Florida, if you live in DC, if you live in Washington State, if you live in Hawaii, and that's how it's pronounced, Hawaii. If you live in Australia, depending on who you are, of course, in Australia. If you live in Russia, it doesn't matter. If you win WTR Pick'em, you're going to get a copy of this because we're just going to email it to you.
Anyway, getting back into the match, it's John Cena and the other...
I was about to do that, but go ahead.
And Nikki Bella versus The Miz.
Hurry up.
And Maurice.
Piss break.
The least looked forward to match on this card as far as I'm concerned, really.
It's going to be the greatest WrestleMania moment in the history of WrestleMania moments.
This is the match that I go to the kitchen.
Greatest WrestleMania moment in the history of WrestleMania moments.
We're all going to the bathroom and we all know it.
Someone's going to get down on one knee after this match and propose.
That's all fine and dandy.
It's probably not the one who's already married.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can't see that happening again.
Anyway, thoughts? Anyone? Besides piss break, apparently?
The only thoughts I have are yawn, but I see Miz and Maurice winning.
Really?
Yeah, I do, believe it or not.
Really?
Skullduggery takes place in this match.
And a skull-crushing finale.
I wasn't going there, but okay.
Because you want The Miz to win. You're the only person, apparently. Unless Mike has this opinion with The Miz winning.
Fuck. Just give me my fucking points. John Cena wins.
Give me my points, bitch.
That part.
There you go.
Give me my points, bitch.
Oh my god.
Hashtag.
This is the first thing you do with any piece of technology is just make it do foul things. It's like anyone who ever played with like a toy, like any toy that had articulated fingers was the first thing you did.
It's a good thing this technology was not around when I was 20 years old because it would be saying, fuck off, dad. I'm waiting for it.
Fuck off, dad.
I knew it.
No, it has to be, if it's going to be British, it has to be fuck off, father.
No, they call their fathers
father.
Dad.
Fuck off, father.
See?
You see, yeah, the problem is it just sounds like he's saying fuck a father, and I'm like, ew.
Ew.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Choir boys.
You. Anyway.
Ooh, I went there.
You.
What? I typed in ew, it goes to you.
How many W's did you use?
Two.
Use four.
You.
Okay. Use three E's and three W's.
E-U.
That's closer. Two E's and three W's.
Just move. Let's make the pen.
E-U.
E-U.
Make a pick, Tim.
All right. Yeah, my pick. I thought I picked Ms. Maurice. All right.
Omega.
Fool. Cena and Bella. There's literally no other way this could end. None. At all.
Random thing picker.
Picked John Cena and Nikki Bella.
In a unsanctioned match, Seth Rollins and Triple H.
Father versus son.
That's it? Father versus son?
I'm pretty much, I'm all for it. I mean, the crowd wins. Again. But I think we all aren't stupid.
Well, Tim's picking, so.
Fuck you, Rock.
Seth Rollins.
Fuck you, Rock.
Slowly waits for the fuck you, Tim.
Nope. Moving on. So, Omega, thoughts.
My God. I'm picking Seth, of course. That would be silly not to.
Omega.
About as silly as picking The Miz against John Cena.
Watch him win, and you guys are going to feel pretty foolish.
No, this is Rollins' match to win.
Is it, though?
It kind of is.
Why?
There's no reason at all for Triple H to win.
Yeah.
Unless it puts over Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe is going to be occupied. I think we all know that.
Is he, though?
I think we all know that.
I think he's going to be occupied in this match.
Isn't he going to be in the Battle Royal?
No, I don't expect him in the Battle Royal. God. I wouldn't put Joe in the Battle Royal.
Okay, here it is. If they put Joe in the Battle Royal, he's going to be my pick to win.
You want points.
Joe's going to kill you.
He Dollar's doesn't have gonna... Joe.
Excuse me.
But I think, you know, I would expect Samoa Joe involved in this, and maybe a demon of some sort.
Finn Balor to the rescue.
Everything's not going to go according to plan, and I can see this match being one of them where shenanigans happen.
In a Triple H match, no.
We all know.
WCW will come running out from the back and beat down everybody in TNA.
And then Ring of Honor comes out and just ends everything.
Hashtag Triple H movement.
Fuck off, Rock.
You just made me hate the British. Just by...
Tyler Bate.
Hey, you know, nobody's hated the British this much as of right now as they did for the Star Wars original trilogy.
Seriously, always the villains. Everyone in the Empire.
Yeah, everybody in the Empire was British. Exactly my point, and at least somebody figured it out.
Random thing picker says.
Random thing picker says Seth.
So everyone's on the same page then?
I think so.
Now, will they have the best match at WrestleMania?
Oh, hell no.
Anyone else agree, disagree?
They have potential for that. It depends on how much time Aries and Neville gets, and it depends on Jericho and Owens. I think there's going to be too much shenanigans in Rollins and Triple H, especially being unsanctioned, which means no rules for it to really be like the best match of Mania.
It's going to be a little too gimmicky. Because it's like Rock said, Samoa Joe's probably going to get involved. Finn Balor will probably show up. And unsanctioned means no rules, meaning, of course, it's the best way to protect Seth's knee for all of this. But yet, no, for me, match of the night right now, that's Owens and Jericho has that written all over it.
The Raw Women's title is on the line. Bayley, Charlotte, Sasha, and Nia.
My biggest fear.
I hate the build of this match.
My biggest fear is that they put the belt on Nia like they probably put the belt on Corbin. Two people they're trying to get over who aren't ready.
I don't think that's the case here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's the case. I think Bayley wins this because they are billing her as such an underdog by the worst possible way to do it, which is if you won in the match, the champion. which is horse shit. You know, they've made her look like a weak champion for a specific reason, so that there is drama and there is surprise when she actually does pull it off at Mania.
And when have you ever seen this happen before in the WWE? He said, he asked sarcastically.
He's the GM over at SmackDown right now, I believe.
I would like to point out the next Raw pay-per-view is in San Jose, California, Bailey's hometown.
Yeah. Which means she'll lose it there.
Or win it back there.
No, I'd still go Bailey. Because there's no point to this run that they've had with her between how she's, if she's won a match, it's due to Sasha interfering. If she's lost a match, they get added to the card, and she's lost a lot as a result. I don't see any point to this kind of lead up to this match if she doesn't pull out the underdog win.
This booking is so old school, it's scary. Yeah, Bailey retains, and she's going to pull off the shock and win by actually pinning Nia. That's my bonus prediction.
Mike, you were quiet.
I don't even have any words for this. Maybe? I mean, this should have happened a long time ago, but I think Nia Jax, maybe.
So you would say this could be her career-defining breakout moment?
This could be it. Keyword could be.
Rock and roll.
So what does the random thing picker pick?
Charlotte.
I'll take that.
Oh my god.
Shane McMahon versus the phenomenal AJ Styles.
The crowd wins.
So, I'm seeing some pictures of the set that's being built.
Is he jumping off of something?
Well, here's the thing. Starting tomorrow on Twitter and Facebook are going to be memes of Shane pointing at various high structures with the caption, "I'm jumping off that."
It seems like they're building a roller coaster.
Oh, Shane ain't jumping off of that. Wait.
It's Shane.
That's what I realize. It's Shane.
Son, are you sure you want to go through with this?
Yeah, Daddy. You know, I'm going to do it.
It's the ultimate thrill ride.
Wouldn't you rather do that incest angle I brought up in 2006?
No, I'm jumping off that, Dad. I'm jumping off that.
Have you seen my sister?
Oh, God. Jesus, help.
That's what people think. They're building a roller coaster for the set, so we'll say. Could be jumping off of it. Shane.
It could be jumping off of it while the roller coaster's actually going. Well, good to know that they're not being fucking lazy when it comes to building stages. Fucking assholes.
This is the one show they don't scrimp on the visual attraction.
Yeah, I know. What's the pay-per-view? Extreme Rules. And it's in Baltimore? Yeah, I'm taking pictures, you'll see.
Meanwhile, I'm clicking on that.
Fucking hate you, Omega. well.
Omega? That works for me.
You know what? Fine, fuck it. The moment he jumps off of something, I'm just gonna be like, Acme!
Well, holds up a little sign that says help.
They need to do one for Shane. They need to.
Just to let the people in the chat room know what Omega's doing, I just put it in the chat room there, all of Shane's matches, so they can click on that and look. Because that's worth sharing. That's all there is to it. What the hell is this one?
God, there's so much scaffolding. How do you tell there's a roller coaster in there?
Someone who's working on it said it's a roller coaster.
Jesus.
But that's a structure.
Roller coaster.
That's a big structure.
Roller coaster.
Anyway, besides Shane jumping off of things, thoughts on this match?
It's going to be a really good match, I'm not going to lie. It's not going to be Kurt Angle versus AJ Styles, versus Shane McMahon, but it's going to be a good match.
I think we all going to like it.
You got AJ in there. He can be wrestling Shane McMahon's kids and pull off a great match.
There are a lot of people on the internet who think this match is a terrible idea.
Oh, it's a terrible idea. Don't get me wrong. Terrible idea. Because you would expect an AJ Styles dream match at WrestleMania.
You mean like how they offered it to Shawn Michaels?
Yeah.
I mean, unless there's going to be like that glorious entrance.
Yes, Roman Reigns will probably get a glorious entrance.
Stop. Yeah. You stop it right now.
No.
Jesus.
See, it's also a tough one to call because I don't see what AJ gets out of beating Shane McMahon.
Number one contendership? Which is the only thing he's really won out of this whole thing?
No, I get the feeling Shane's winning this.
Wouldn't this be Shane's, like, first ever WrestleMania? Nope, second.
Third.
When the fuck?
Who did he beat? Yeah.
Yeah, I know he beat Vince.
He beat X-Pac, I believe, right?
No.
Yeah, he didn't beat him. Maybe.
Can't remember now.
Could be wrong on that one. I'll Google it and find out. But at least second or third. No, he beat X-Pac for the European title. Retained the title. WrestleMania 15.
You know what? That's true.
So this would be, if he wins, it would be his third WrestleMania win, I think. Could be more. But anyway, you've Shane winning then, maybe? Is this his match to win?
I will pick Shane to win.
Who picked Shane to win?
Random I did.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, me too.
How about the random thing picker?
Yeah, him too.
Conformist.
So AJ Styles walk out the winner of this matchup.
Well, walk, Manny.
He will walk.
If there's one person who's not gonna walk out of the end of this match, it won't be AJ. Not walking out.
Tim?
Yes?
Can you do your loudest boo right now?
Boo?
Mm-hmm.
No, because Roman's not on my screen.
Roman Reigns, Undertaker.
It's that little joke that you and I had.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest boo of the night is Roman Reigns beating Undertaker. And what did you say? Oh, biggest boo of the night is Roman Reigns appearing on stage.
Yep.
Crowd loses.
They're shit.
No, the crowd just loses.
Yeah, if Roman Reigns wins, it's the biggest bullshit chant you've ever heard.
Oh, my God.
This is bullshit. We accept
Brock.
No,
just bullshit.
We accepted Brock, but
we accepted Brock because he'd eat us if we didn't.
Roman would just use his hair and
hair and what?
Hair and flip. Ew, get your hair juice out of my eyes.
Hair juice?
Hair whatever. Juice. Jerry curl juice, hair juice. I don't know what the fuck it is, goddammit. Make it so bad, he has to stay in Florida for 48 fucking hours.
Hey, Mike, just in case you've ever used Jerry Curl, let me just talk in the language you'd understand. Drip, 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 drip.
Any concerns or racial profiling? What's the email again, Rob?
admin@wrestletalkradio.com.
Hey, there's no such email address, so send all the hate mail there.
Absolutely.
Some bitch!
Easier way to do it, at Flames Forums. On
the it's just funny to me because I'm like, if he wins, if Roman Reigns wins, that means he has to get to his hotel room safely, sleep with one eye open, and then go to Monday Night Raw in Florida in one piece.
Why do you think he's still wearing a flak jacket?
That don't mean shit. That nigga gonna get hit. It's, I'm sorry. If he's passing the torch to Roman Reigns, I'm sorry, Taker, but you've been kicked in the head too many times. Your golden child was Bray Wyatt, and it should have stuck with Bray Wyatt.
But it didn't.
And we're here now.
So everyone's pick is Roman Reigns?
I'm picking Undertaker. They're picking Undertaker.
It should have been Braun Strowman. Anyway.
It should have been me.
I'm taking Roman.
You sick puppy.
Get out.
The idea was John Cena versus Undertaker. It was canceled because Vince said that didn't build to the future. And the only way this builds to the future instead is if Roman wins.
But Roman's not winning.
You know, the last time a professional wrestler was stabbed by a fan was Classy Freddy Blassie. This could be the next time if Roman wins. I hate the phrase X-Pac heat, but I think Roman has it.
Are you sure?
That's no, sure. What he has is Cena heat.
Nah.
Well, actually, Roman if you Reigns. Listen to it, you do have the women and the kids cheering for Roman.
Well, see, Roman Reigns has his own kind of heat.
Roman Empire heat.
See, it's weird because there's a period where everyone really did like Cena when he was a solo act. We liked Reigns when he was the big, strong, silent one in the Shield who just came in to break shit.
Then he opened his mouth, and then we were all like,
Yeah, well,
yeah, they fucked up and gave him a microphone.
He works within that dynamic. Because you've got him, you've got Dean as the hothead, and then you got Seth as the control between the two. That's a good little blend. That's a good spectrum to cover across all three members of the Shield. When you split them apart, Seth works as a heel. Dean works as a face. Reigns doesn't work in any situation.
Except in silence.
So now he has to talk, and now nobody wants him. And the problem is that when we boo Cena, you know, and when we go Cena sucks, it is with the caveat that we remember when he was good. We remember Thugonomics. We remember when he was really, really entertaining to watch.
That's because Kurt Angle sucks.
Yeah, but we boo because we know how good he was and how good he could still be if he wasn't crammed into this PG bullshit, I'm a fake Marine gimmick.
The fans started turning on him when he introduced the U.S. Championship turntable.
I don't even think they really turned then.
Well, they were booing that.
They were booing the belt, but he was still putting on entertaining promos at the time. It was after they made him the Marine in like the movies, and he worked that into his actual character, and the Thugonomics went away, the rapping went away, the colorful promos went away. You know, the stuff that was really entertaining to listen to, the kind of stuff Enzo Amore does now. And we boo because we know that we miss that. The difference with Reigns and why you're getting a different climate to his reactions is because we've never had that moment where we actually knew Reigns could be a really good character and really entertaining on his own. It's the same kind of we're sick of you being forced down our throats heat, but without the caveat of, but we want you to go back to the way you were. There's no going back for Roman because there was no point where we liked him on his own.
How do you get the crowd to cheer for Roman Reigns?
You
reunite the Shield.
I don't even think that would do it. At this point, I think the only option is to just go with it and turn him heel. There's no winning the crowd back at this point. They have to remember that their greatest heel, their greatest faces, the ones that have made them the most money over the years and are still, you know, huge draws when they come back, spent time during their major run of popularity and top of the cards time as a heel.
Yeah. So turn Roman heel for 6 months and then create a circumstance where the crowd would actually cheer him coming back.
Yeah, well, let him develop
to the good side.
Yeah, let him develop a character. Let him show us what he's actually about and that he's not just this one-note thing.
Yeah, well, you've got a point because there's a saying in wrestling that a character is never closer to the person portraying him than when he's a heel.
There's sometimes I would disagree with that. Like I'm reasonably convinced John Cena is a Boy Scout. Of course, that's more or less just make a wish doing that to me.
Well, I think that they turned him into a Boy Scout. It's his heel run right after his babyface run as, you know, the rapper. That was, you know, pretty damn good. And then they turned him babyface again, and they kept building it up to the point where, you know, and I'm not saying anything bad or nasty, but you've been drawn into the image so perfectly that he's a real Boy Scout, right? And of course, that's his public image as, you know, representing John Cena, the character, when he's out and doing all of this stuff. That's fine. That's great. But some of his best freestyling was when he was a heel.
Oh, it absolutely was. Well, with that gimmick, being a heel just made sense because you could get away with saying a lot more.
Yep. And back then, yeah, we're talking when he was in his early mid-20s, of course, you know, and it's like all of a sudden already that's a long time ago now. But with his freestyling, it was closer to what he was off camera behind the scenes, and he wound up being able to freestyle for a while, unscripted, because Vince and Steph heard him in the locker room one day. And they're like, hey, that's good. You know, do this gimmick. So ran with it to the point where he actually recorded an album.
Pretty bad album.
Really bad album. But I did like the video. I did like the video, the A-Team video. I didn't like the song, but I liked the video.
You listen to any of those songs, he sings for about a minute, and then he has another group take over for like the other three.
Oh, yeah. Like, I've never noticed that in rap music before.
All right.
In the 1980s, a group of impressionable young men watched way too much television. Today, they survive as defenders of that forgotten era. If something or someone from the 80s is in jeopardy, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the Chain Gang.
Good.
This is terrible.
Lord.
I'm history.
Alrighty then.
Yeah. Here. I think here's music. Shock the world, now I'm standing alone. I flip fools like them clamshell
cellular phones. You can't hold when I just head to the track. Fuck the water. I like Talbot.
All right, then.
Congrats on the uncensored version, because it's been a long time since you heard John Cena drop an F-bomb.
All right. Thank you, YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube.
All right, so then...
Go back to his original theme where he talks about jerking off.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Anyway, right. Undertaker, Roman Reigns.
Oh, right.
Jesus Christ.
The random thing picker picks Roman Reigns.
Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton, WWE title.
It's here, Bray. It's time for Bray's run. It's long overdue.
This is going to be a good match. This is going to be a top-tier match. It's not going to steal the show. And as far as I'm concerned, that's Owens Jericho hands down. But this is going to be a top-tier match, and I think this is the match that finally solidifies Bray.
That's just my opinion. It seems like Orton's such an easy answer the way they've built this up between, infiltrating the Wyatts, breaking them apart from within, burning down the complex.
Compound.
Mm-hmm. Compound.
It was a complex compound. It was a very complex compound.
Has many buildings. He only burnt down one. Continue.
So he burned down one of the complexes in the compound.
If you believe pictures, yes.
So there.
I know. It's weird because this feels like, in the storyline, this feels like it's Orton's to win because he's masterminded this for a long time now. And it's the kind of like, wow, he's actually trying. Like, there's actually a long-term plan to what he was doing here. That's different. That's actually pretty cool.
Kinda, yeah.
And it kinda feels like it should come full circle here. But you're right. This is after so long because it feels like the audience is completely accepting of Bray Wyatt as WWE champion. It feels right. It feels like it's something he should have had a chance at a long time ago. And I don't know if it's time for that experiment to end. Like, it feels like the right thing to do for the storyline is to let Orton win, and the right thing to do for the performers is to let Bray win. And in WWE, it scares me of which one of those usually comes first.
It would mean a lot for his career, beating John Cena, AJ Styles, and then Randy Orton.
It would. It would. That would be enormous.
That would cement him as a champion. Then you get the WWE booking.
Yeah, that's the thing that keeps holding me up here. You know what? I'll go Orton. No. This is hard.
This is one of the reasons why I said this is going to be a top tier match.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fine. You know, I'll go Wyatt. Wyatt needs it way more than Orton does.
Mike.
I said it's Bray Wyatt's time.
Tim.
Well, I'm sticking with Bray, like I said at the outset.
Oh. Random thing picker?
Randy.
Fuck.
Points?
No points for you.
Oh, there'll be points for me. WWE Universal Championship, Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar.
Somebody's going to call your points, the points Nazi. No points for you.
Somebody's hitting Yahtzee. I think Brock Lesnar's going to win.
Vomit coming.
I mean, this one's simple, right? It's Brock.
Versus Goldberg.
It has to be.
Unless Tim disagrees with us.
Oh, it's got to be Brock. I mean, this is like one last time for all the old times. This is it. That's all she wrote. It's got to be. So it's got to be Brock Lesnar finally beating Goldberg.
It's that Goldberg's contract is up.
Yeah.
He's as far as we know.
Hey, it didn't stop them at WrestleMania 20.
Yeah, but someone has to stay in the company.
So, random thing picker picks?
Goldberg.
Okay.
Ding dong.
Well, it is just random. Mm-hmm.
GOLDBERRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRR
Goldberg.
Sound like a pirate with a stutter.
Did you type it in like all caps? Did you like put a space after every letter?
No. I typed in one long word, Goldberg, because it doesn't recognize, you know, the multiple R's and G's. It just spelled it out. Anyway.
Stupid voice synthesizer thing. I mean, jig. Whatever that is.
Yeah, we'll go.
Is it Windows software?
No.
What is it?
It's a website.
What website?
A website.
A website.
What's it called?
Goldberg.
Oh, yeah, sure, the kid got it almost right.
He's like, right, the child. He's like, I believe through my very intelligent sources.
Anyway, remember, go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork and post your pics when we post the full card, or you can tweet them at WildTalkRadio.
There you go. Is this going to be the biggest surprise victory of the night if Goldberg actually beats Brock?
Yes, because Goldberg is not winning. It's not a chance he wins.
Really? Not a chance? Not a hope in hell?
If they want to do something stupid, they could have Goldberg win.
Nah, send him right through to the Royal Rumble next year.
Goldberg wants to lose all the weight he's put back on, just saying.
Oh, fuck.
He's tired of being bloated.
Jesus. Okay. All right. ladies and gentlemen, all-time greatest.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop-de-freaking-doo!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Redacted versus Vince McMahon. Omega.
Much as I like the, you know, the heavy rock beats of the Pegasus Kid. No Chance in Hell is so perfect for Vince McMahon. It's one of those iconic songs, especially of the Attitude Era, where when the music hit, you knew shit was going to go down, and not in a wrestling way, in a good lord, someone's going to get fucked over one way or another when that music comes out. It's authoritative. It's a perfect song for
No Chance in Hell.
Yeah.
You got.
No, that's about as perfect as it gets as a song for McMahon.
Mike.
It sounds like I
Sounds like a porn. A porn, like a cheap 70 porn. Ladies and gentlemen, Vince McMahon starring in No Chance in Hell.
No, no, Voodoo Child's voted out already.
That's not what I meant.
Yeah, but it sounds like Voodoo Child.
But, I mean, well, we all know. Exactly, exactly. Play that song one more time! Oh, sorry. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for All Time Greatest. With your hosts, the big man, TJ Omega.
That's it, we're renaming you to Barry Ivory.
And also, the man that will give you the flames, Mr. Tim Stein. And the man behind the scenes that'll cause a scene, Sir Rockin. Right now on WTR Sunday night. All right, Oh God! All right, I'm going with Vince McMahon.
That might be the best thing you've ever done.
That was sweet. You're now known as Barry Ivory.
Oh dear God!
Have we done all-time greatest diva? Can we use that? Or?
Oh, don't do that.
All-time greatest women's matches that were essentially porn.
So, Attitude Era women's matches.
You have to use Kenny G. But yeah, Vince McMahon, no chance in hell.
Tim.
Skinny Vinny.
What?
He's going with Vince McMahon.
I know he is, but what?
I don't know. It's just, it rhymed.
He's fucking jacked.
Okay, somebody in the chat room, guess who, just said, hi, Barry.
Oh, Lord.
Here she comes again, like good medicine. Every step she takes, my blood is flowing. Her legs go on and on for days. Gotta hold on me, I need the remedy. Just to hold her would be a cure for me.
Christian or Maria, Mike.
That theme song made Christian. I don't care what anyone says. After he split with Edge, that theme song created the legacy of Christian.
That theme song...
That theme song lasted with him from WWE to TNA to WWECW and SmackDown. Whether you guys like it or not, when you heard that theme song, that was Christian. However, the bubbly personality of the one and only Maria Kanellis, Bennett, it fit her too. Well, she didn't get that big of a pop until like 2008, 2007. So, I gotta go with my man Christian. My peep.
Oh my god.
What did that song actually say about Maria?
Here she comes again like good medicine. All of it was lies.
Because it has absolutely nothing to do with her character. It has nothing to do with her persona. It tells me that she has legs. Thank you. I figured that part out on my own.
Wrong one.
Go on for days.
You know, yeah. And I'm pretty sure, unless you're Zach Gowen, you got two of them.
Oh, God.
Oh.
No, Christian's song, I always like Christian's song. And it does say something when a song is ripped off by TNA to carry over from company to company.
Exactly.
I like the remake better.
What,
like,
the East, when he came back from,
when he came back from TNA. It's the same song, but he gave it a lot more attitude, especially when you started, putting him into the heavyweight title picture.
To tell you the truth, the remake actually fit Christian's character better than the original. To me, The original, it just, in my mind, it paints Christian as a darker character than he actually was. Or well, it paints him as he should have been a darker character than he actually was.
The original, remember, the original song when he broke away from Edge was At Last You're On Your Own. So when they moved over to Just Close Your Eyes, there's similar notes in the between those two songs. And so you're keeping the same vibe going there. But when he comes back and he's actually got the Captain Charisma thing carried over from TNA, and he's found more of an audience base. You know, especially among, you know, the smart fans of the crowd, you need to give him that extra attitude push so he gets that remix that works so much better for him. Yeah, that one. Like, I would pick Christian in this no matter what, but for counting every iteration of the song, yeah, that's a much stronger contender.
Well, also, anything that Waterproof Blonde makes is gold.
That was the original.
That's what I'm saying. The fact that they remixed it.
And Story of the Year did the second one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's another for Christian, Tim.
Well, Maria's song reminds me of an early 2000s alternative pop, bubblegum pop rock alternative along the line of Stacey's Mom.
Just to clarify, like what year did that song come out, by the way? Because... You may have literally just described
Good Medicine. Her theme song came out. What was that? It came out the same time as what was the name of that album? That's when Carlito's theme song came out. 2005.
I was gonna say because I think literally Tim just described the exact genre.
2005.
So it should remind you of that genre, Tim.
Yeah, but it reminds me too much of Stacey's Mom, the song, not actually somebody named Stacey who has a mother.
I mean, we never know that, but I mean, it does.
You know, and yeah, okay, sure. I can put up with it for maybe two plays and then I never want to hear it again.
For oh so much.
Throw on Christian's theme song for me, man. Fuck, I don't care if he's showing up or not. I'll listen to that in the car driving to work. The original or the remake. So I vote for Edge. Yeah.
Nope.
I know.
Smile and wave, Omega. Smile and wave.
Just smile and wave.
Mike, you're up first.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I can't wait to find out why.
Fuck.
See, go ahead.
Oh, I shit.
Look, smoke.
These are certain times in all-time greatests where you're like, oh my god, this is a good one. Curveball, you sack of shit.
Motherfucker, I like this one too. Both of them should move on.
See, Tim, you weren't here a few weeks ago.
Okay, yeah, no
Rob Van Dam.
Oh my god.
Chris Jericho. You go straight to hell.
Go to hell and die.
Not only that, he also had to pick a lead on to win a battle.
Oh god.
Had the what?
It was RVD and Jericho in the battle, and then he picked Lita, had to pick Lita over Rikishi.
It was not a good night that night.
You had to pick Lita over Rikishi?
Fuck. My soul hurt.
A lot of our soul.
How the fuck did you do that?
He put him in a rock. He put a rock in a hard place.
No, he put rock in a hard place.
Not touching that.
I
not even with a foot.
Fuck you, Rock.
Not with a 20 meter cattle prod.
Jeez, man. Like, and it's not even a WWE edit of Batista's theme song. It's a full-fledged fucking song.
Yeah, they're just
balling for him. Shut up.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I can still hear Batista's theme song if I tune into CJ92 FM, Calgary's best rock, any given afternoon of the week.
Well, I ain't got to hear it, so.
And but, then I hear Limp Bizkit and I change the dial to stand up.
The difference between Limp Bizkit and Saliva is that Limp Bizkit did it live at WrestleMania. And that wasn't his theme song at the time, which is hilarious to me. So, but I'm a Limp Bizkit fan, that joint cranks. So I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with Limp Bizkit, Undertaker Rolling.
Omega.
Fuck your Limp Bizkit.
Bitch. Man, that's what she said. That was almost fitting.
No.
I said almost, goddammit.
I walk alone. Fit. No.
Really? Really?
I've never liked that song. I've never liked that song. Let's put it this way. I never liked Limp Bizkit. Let's get that part out of the way.
You go to hell and you die.
It's not just a song, motherfucker. It's the whole goddamn gimmick.
Yeah, it is the whole goddamn gimmick. Guess what? It never got away from the American Badass theme, because even when it was Limp Bizkit, they still called him that.
But
Roland was the song they used when they lost the rights to American Badass.
They had no choice.
No, it's just, God, I never thought it worked. It didn't. There's something about white rapper that just doesn't work with The Undertaker. It doesn't, even in the biker days, it didn't suit. It didn't fit.
He should have had a George Thorogood sounding fucking song when he was doing Biker Taker.
No, I like Batista's, I just like Batista's song better, especially when you remember that theme debuts after he left Evolution. So true. I Walk Alone was a perfect way of sending that off.
All right, Tim. Break the
what
tie.
What movie featured the song I Walk Alone?
I don't know.
I want to say Scorpion King.
Yeah, Scorpion King. And I'm picking Saliva.
That'll do it for this week's edition of the All-Time Greatest. It's now time for Top to Bottom.
It's time to rank the best.
Have you forgotten that I'm the best in the world at what I do? Huh?
And worst.
Shut your damn mouth! I'm the best wrestler alive today!
Wrestlers of the Week. It's Top to Bottom.
All right, Mike, who are your top three wrestlers of the week?
My top three wrestlers would have to be Bobby Roode, Roderick Strong, and Austin Aries.
Mega, your top three wrestlers of the week?
Tex Ferguson, Big Bartholomew, and Chad Too Bad.
Go straight to hell.
Tim, you need to watch Southpaw Regional Wrestling.
I did tell him he should.
You seriously have to.
Alrighty then.
So are those your legit three, Omega?
Yes, that's legitimately.
Even though we did have a showdown on SmackDown about it. Anyway, Tim, who are your top three wrestlers of the week?
Oh, shit. You know, I'm giving together to KO and AJ and Bray.
All right, Mike, who are your bottom three wrestlers of the week?
Was there? Oh, yeah. Goldberg.
Why Goldberg?
I don't know.
Because he doesn't like him.
That. No, I like him. Never mind. I can't even think of any right now. Oh, yeah. Miz. Maurice. And No Way Jose.
Omega?
for the performer, I'll give this for the performers who had the worst weeks in general, not based on in-ring performance, just based on I feel bad for these people. Bayley for how they're booking her coming up to WrestleMania as champion. Tyler Breeze for having to cross-dress to get on TV. And Dana Brooke, because how would you feel as the one competing female on the entire roster who does not have a title shot at Mania?
Alicia,
she's not competing right now.
She's working every house show.
She's valeting on TV.
She's valeting on TV. She's not had a televised match.
Yeah, she's valeting on TV. Valet? I thought it was pronounced valet. Only if they park your car.
Tim, bottom three wrestlers of the week.
Bottom three wrestlers of the week. Roman Reigns, because Roman Reigns. Tyler Breeze, because Caitlyn. Jenner, to clarify.
I thought you meant Caitlyn Kins.
Oh, fuck. You know what? I wanted to pick a double for one of my top three. Oh, well. Honorable mention for top three for a double. But for my third bottom... careful how you say that and where. Yeah, Charlotte's protege.
That's top to bottom. That's the show.
That's it. That's all. That's all she wrote. Go away. Oh, wait, before you do, don't forget to tune in tomorrow night immediately following Raw for the Raw Po Show, because it's right after Raw.
Yes, we'll recap everything that goes down on the Go Home edition of Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, Tuesday night, hey, it's WTR Mania! That's right, hey, all of the WTR Sims has led up to the greatest show in video gaming, Twitch TV. And I'm defending my titles, both of them. That's right, I wrestled twice on WTR's Mania, and I will win both. And Rock, you're going down because you're a punk, and you're a punk ass.
We'll see about that, Tim.
Tough and promo talker.
That was me trying to cut a really bad promo. Listen to me, Sir Rockin', you talk a good game, but you're nothing, man. You're hiding behind your computer screen. You think you're tough? You ain't tough enough. Nut up and meet me in Calgary, Alberta, so I can kick your ass all around the Saddle Dome. That's a little better. Oh, shit. Spittle.
WTR Sims special start time 11 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/rackradioshow. Be there, enjoy it, and come and have some fun and keep us company as we chat along. As we watch The Sims, twitch.tv/rackradioshow, 11 p.m. Eastern.
And cheer me on as I don't lose my glasses off my face in the middle of a match. It's true. Thursday, 10 o'clock Eastern, or as close as they can get to it. No, it's 10 o'clock Eastern. Another edition of the award-winning multiple times Rack Radio Show with Lindsay Ward.
We're going to be back live this week after personal reasons not being on the air last week live. I did a special Rack Extra, but the Rack will be live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be talking all things WWE WrestleMania, and we're going to be dragging the NXT analyst, TJ Omega, onto the show as well to talk.
Dragging.
Kicking and screaming, I bet.
To talk all things NXT TakeOver Orlando, right at the top of the hour, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's the Rack, Thursday night. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, and of course, subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rack Radio Show, where there's content every single day.
Friday, do your own thing, but Saturday, midnight-ish, Eastern, or as close as they can get to it, another edition of CB Radio.
Go listen to last night's episode where we did the Greater Than Great debate about genitalia. This week we're doing wrestling video games. Tune in for the Greater Than Great debate. Say what and so much more at Super Radio Saturday Nights, Midnight Ish, Super Radio Live, Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies.
There you go. And of course, don't forget, everybody, next Sunday, it's the granddaddy of them all, WrestleMania. The WrestleMania kicks off at what, 4 o'clock Mountain?
3 o'clock Mountain.
Oh, fuck. I'm at work. Okay, so 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock Eastern, WrestleMania. Check it out. You can't check it out. Then make sure that you tune in immediately following Mania. We're going to get on there and say, holy shit, did you see that?
And I can probably pretty much guarantee it's probably not 11.
It's going to be a little later.
Probably going to be a little later. I would be surprised if it's 11.
Let's put it this way. I'm glad that I don't have to open up the store next Monday morning. Get it?
It's a good thing.
It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
Smile.
All right. Don't forget, everybody, WTR Pick'em. You're going to get a chance to win a PDF version of Pete Gass's book, Looking Up at the Lights. Enter. And you could email media at wildtalkradio.com with your Pick'em picks. But post them on Facebook, Rock.
Facebook.com/groups/wildtalkradio network is the easiest place to do it because we'll see them there.
Absolutely. That said, personal plug time. Follow me on the Twitter machine at Flames Forums, especially if you're a hockey fan, because I tweet both hockey and professional wrestling. And if you are a hockey fan, then you're getting hyped up because the NHL playoffs are literally around the corner. And we're going to be jacked up for that one, too. At Flames Forums on Twitter. Follow me. Omega, follow me.
No.
Like, both ways. Follow me on Twitter and follow me with your plugs.
Follow me? Oh. I can do at least half of that.
Okay, well, I'll do the other half.
So, if you want to follow everything I do, I give you plenty of options. Over on Facebook, it is TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, it is probably going to be TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle where I'm updating constantly and posting really stupid shit. That is the YouTube channel where I am posting content constantly throughout the week, live streaming, reviews, and all that fun stuff. And then for a bunch of exclusive stuff, you can see tjomega.org.
What the hell is going on, Tim?
I don't know.
I'm sharpening my knives.
Okay, I hope that's what you're doing.
We're almost off the air. You can turn the vibrators on then.
I'm sharpening my knives.
Mike, plug, go.
What's up, guys? If you guys want to hit me up, hit me up on the Twitter at the WTR Oreo. Or if you guys, you know, look at the project that I'm doing, the reason why I'm late and why I'm in pain right now, look at on Facebook, United Wrestling. Look that up on Facebook. Our new videos for a new episode is going to be loaded this week. So there's a new episode, and be sure to look.
Now, before we go, currently in WTR Fantasy, after 12 weeks, Team Rock has 182 points. Team Tim has 157. Team Omega has...
That will be interesting next week.
Yep. Team Omega has 136. Team Lindsay has 112. Team Intern keeps losing points at 103. And Team Mike has 102.
Oh, you're catching up, Team Intern.
Because the Intern keeps losing points. Usos, just saying. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Get us on iTunes, Stitcher, you know, we're there. Check it all out on the new and improved WildTalkRadio.com.
That said, have a great week, everybody.
WildTalkRadio.com.